Appreciate the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. Let's worship Him, let's honor Him, let's adore Him. Father, we praise You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Be Thou glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank You because Your word says, this is the day You have made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad. We are rejoicing and we are glad in today. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And shake hands with someone. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. And you might be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to this last midweek service for the month of October. And I believe that before this month of October is over, that God will cause His purpose and His plan in your life to be fulfilled in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Can someone else say a louder amen? And a louder amen. Hallelujah. It's our month of overflowing grace and glory with divine health, vitality, liberty. We have dealt to some extent on the health dimension, but we are yet to deal to any extent with the liberty dimension. And so tonight, I'm speaking on the subject, God's plan and provision for deliverance. God's plan and provision for deliverance. It is God's plan and provision for the deliverance of His people. Our objective in this study is twofold. First of all, we shall be unraveling God's plan for the deliverance of His people as it is in Scripture. And then, we shall be understanding the provision made for the deliverance of God's people. Does God have any plan? Is it in Scripture? Is there anywhere in Scripture where it is clear that God wants His people to be free? Yes. We look at the book of Psalm 103 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 5. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth or delivereth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So we are seeing the God who forgives sins, iniquities, who heals diseases, and delivers His people. That is the God we are seeing. Now, Psalm 107 and in verse 20, the Bible said, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. God is interested in the healing of His people, and God is interested in the deliverance of His people. This is very important because we live in the world today where deliverance is such a big subject. Big subject because we have people under different kinds of bondage, different kinds of captivity, different kinds of affliction. But I prophesy to you today, in the name that is above every name, every form of bondage, every form of captivity in your life shall be broken tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Amen. Numbers chapter 23 and in verse 23. Numbers chapter 23 and in verse 23 said, surely there is no enchantment, no bewitchment against Jacob. Neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God wrought? No enchantment, no bewitchment, no divination, no satanic orchestration, no occultic manipulation is permitted to survive against Israel and against the people of God. I decree today in the name of Jesus, every trace of bewitchment, every trace of enchantment, every trace of divination, demonic, diabolic orchestration against your life and your destiny, I declare it broken, shattered in the name of
Jesus Christ.
Psalm 124, verse 1, all the way to verse end. Psalm 124, verse 1, all the way to verse end. He said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. He said, blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. When you are talking about snares, when you are talking about traps, when you are talking about nets, when you are talking about pits and pitfalls, all are in the category of satanic captivity, satanic bondage. But our destiny is to escape the snare. Our destiny is to escape the net. Our destiny is to escape the traps of hell. I announce here in the name of Jesus, every trap the devil has set for you, every snare the devil has laid for you, and every satanic pit they have dug for you, today they are destroyed, they are ruined, they are canceled, they are nullified in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. And you look at Jeremiah chapter 31 and in verse 29. He said, in those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape and the children's feet are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. This is a key deliverance scripture and a key promise. Because we know that one of the channels of bondage and captivity is the channel of inheritance, hereditary channel, the channel of ancestral or generational curses. But here the Lord is giving the promise to his people that the time is coming and that time is now, where it will not be said that the father drank sour orange and the child's teeth is reacting, but everyone shall die for his iniquity. The meaning of that, we have said several times, means I am owing the devil nothing. I cannot pay the debt of my fathers. My father, my forefathers cannot be involved in iniquity, cannot be involved in satanic transaction, and the devil will hold me responsible for it. I wasn't there when my forefathers engaged the devil. I wasn't there when they went to the altars. I wasn't there when they made the promises. I was not there when they transacted and offered blood sacrifices. I wasn't there. So I cannot be held liable for what I am not aware of. I owe the devil nothing. That is what God provides for us in the scripture. I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, every agenda of the enemy that is coming upon you from your father's house, today it is broken. In the name of Jesus, every liability of your father's house, every curse, every divination, every enchantment that has come from any quarter, your mother's line, your father's line, and every other line around you, I declare they are broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say after me, I owe the devil nothing. Say it louder, I owe the devil nothing. Say it again, say, I owe the devil nothing. In the name of Jesus, say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to pay the liabilities of my fathers. I refuse to pay for the transactions of my forefathers. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. You believe that? Give the Lord a shout of praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. In the book of Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 13, Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 13, it said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, from anything that is called a curse, a generational curse, a family curse, an ancestral curse, an occultic curse, a witchcraft curse. We are redeemed. We used to sing a song, I am delivered
Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan, but now I am delivered. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We are delivered in the name of Jesus. We are delivered. That is, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. In John chapter 8, verse 32, he said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ is the truth. In John chapter 4, chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the truth. The knowledge of Jesus is the knowledge of freedom. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you have known the truth, you are not permitted to be bound. Jesus Christ is the reason for our freedom. I announce to someone here today, in the name of Jesus, your freedom is guaranteed in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Someone say a louder amen. Someone say the loud most amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 17, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17, it says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Whence we are connected to the spirit of God, we are connected to liberty. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Hallelujah. Now, what is the platform for our deliverance? What is God's provision? Why do we expect to be delivered? Why do we expect to walk in liberty? Number one, what guarantees our deliverance and liberty? Number one, being created in the image of God is our number one guarantee for deliverance. Being created in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 26, the Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Verse 27. So God made man, God created man in his own image, in the image of God created him, male and female created them. By being created in the image of God, we have the guarantee of walking in liberty. Why is that so? Because God can't be bound. God can't be possessed. God cannot be oppressed. God cannot be bound. God cannot be possessed. God cannot be oppressed. The image of God cannot be bound. The image of God cannot be possessed. The image of God is not permitted to be oppressed. In our place, they said, an elephant does not suffer convulsion. It's not permitted. Elephant's child is not permitted to suffer convulsion. Why? It looks to me like the body is too big for convulsion. It's the same way like a lion's child is not permitted to die of hunger. Because the father, the parents are the source of food. In the same manner, our father, our maker, who created us, cannot be bound, cannot be oppressed, cannot be possessed, cannot be tormented. On that basis, we are not permitted to be oppressed. We are not permitted to be possessed. We are not permitted to be tormented. I announce today, every trace of torment, every trace of possession, every trace of oppression, I declare it is over in the name of Jesus Christ. Being created in the image of God is our guarantee of deliverance. Number two, being blessed at creation. It's our number two guarantee. Being blessed at creation. Genesis 1:28. and God blessed them. That is enough. God blessed them. God did not create us and curse us. God blessed them. That is enough. What is the meaning of that? Before any generational curse came, the blessing was on ground. Before any ancestral curse came, the blessing was on ground. Before any transaction my forefathers made, before any transaction our foremothers made that may have implicated our lives, before they made that transaction, the blessing was on ground. It was as if light was on ground before darkness appeared. That means light came too late. It was as if bleach was on the ground before the stain arrived, which means the stain came too late. Is God speaking to somebody here? Your blessing predated your curse. The blessing on your life predated the curse. The curse came to meet the blessing. It was as if healing was on ground and the sickness arrived too late. It was as if medicine was in the body before the bacteria arrived. Antibacteria was on ground and the bacteria arrived. And the bacteria arrived only to die there. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You were blessed before the curse arrived. Somebody say after me, say the curse came too late. The curse came too late. Say I was blessed before the curse. I have been blessed beyond the curse. I am blessed beyond a curse. Shout the loudest amen. I am blessed beyond the curse. I decree you are blessed beyond the curse. Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every transaction of your father's house, they came too late because the blessing existed before the curse. If this is the only one you take from here, you can run with it. The blessing, by being blessed at creation, because the blessing came before the curse. Number three is by the what guarantees our deliverance? By the dominion mandate at creation. By the dominion mandate at creation. When God created man, he created man with a mandate of dominion. The dominion mandate at creation. And God blessed them. Genesis 1:28. And God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion. Have dominion. Who can stop there? Have dominion. Have dominion. Man was not created to be dominated. Man was created to dominate. To dominate the creation. To dominate the forces of darkness. To dominate the forces of hell. Man was not created to be a captive. We were created to be the captain. We are not created to be under control. We are created to be in charge. God said subdue. We are not created to be undergoers. We are created to be overcomers. We are not created to answer to anybody but God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There is a dominion mandate on your life from creation. And that dominion mandate is taking you up right now. In the name that is above every name. Everything that has put your life under, that has put your destiny under, that has put you in subjection and subjugation by the forces of hell, I declare it is broken right now. In the name of Jesus. By being created with the dominion mandate. Somebody say after me, I was created to dominate. I was not created to be dominated. I was created to be in control. I was never created to be under the control of any devil. I was created to take charge. I was not created to be under. I was created an overcomer, not created to be an undergoer. The Bible says, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. If you are saying these things and you mean them from your heart, I see your liberty already released. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. By the dominion mandate at creation. What is the guarantee of our deliverance? Number four. By the work of the cross of Calvary. By the work of the cross. cross of Calvary, by the work of the cross of Calvary. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 13 and in verse 14. Galatians 3, 13 and 14 say, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. That is, everything that was a curse that we should have carried, Christ carried them. He rescued us. He exchanged. He took our place. The cross for us was a crossover where there was an exchange. The curses that should have come on us went on him. The afflictions that should have come on us went on him, so that we can take his blessing and take his liberty and take his freedom. The cross is a crossover from the realm of curses to the realm of blessings, from the realm of affliction to the realm of liberation, from the realm of bondage to the realm of dominion. The cross is our crossover by the work of the cross of Calvary. I prophesy upon somebody here today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, by the work of the cross of Calvary, I declare, that's right, I declare your liberty right now. I want you to know that Calvary is an altar. Calvary is an altar because an altar is a place of sacrifice. Jesus was sacrificed at the cross of Calvary, and the blood was shed, and transactions were made for good for mankind. So whenever there is an altar fighting against your life, there is another altar that came to free you. It is called Calvary. So it is altar versus altar. Blood against blood. Altar against altar. Sacrifice against sacrifice. Hey! And when two altars meet, the ye altar must bow. When two sacrifice meet, the useless sacrifice must give way. When two blood meet, the useless blood must give way. Can I ask you a question? Is it possible for the blood of a goat, or the blood of a ram, or the blood of a cow, or the blood of a tortoise to prevent the work of the blood of Jesus Christ from gaining effect in your life? Can the blood of a donkey, blood of a tortoise, a blood of a cow, a blood of a cat tie something that the blood of God, the blood of Jesus cannot untie, cannot lose? Ayagaba, ikopa karakataka. Can the sacrifice, the killing of a cow, the killing of a ram, can it produce a negative result that the sacrifice of the Son of God cannot nullify, cannot cancel? Answer is no. Answer is no. Answer is no. Is there any altar in your father's house, any altar in your village, any altar in your community that is stronger than altar of Calvary? No way. On the basis of this, I announce your freedom is released here tonight. Your deliverance is released here tonight. Your liberty is released here tonight. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. The louder amen. The loudest amen. Help me shake somebody's hand around you. Tell them there is an altar stronger than the altar fighting against you. There is an altar stronger than the altar fighting against you. There is a blood superior than the blood trying to work against you. There is a sacrifice superior than the sacrifice that is working against you. Give the Lord a shout of praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. By the work of the cross of Calvary, our deliverance is guaranteed, more than guaranteed, by the work of the cross of Calvary. And then number five, I already mentioned that, and that is by the blood of the covenant. The blood of the covenant. The blood of Jesus is the blood of the covenant. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11. He said, as for you also, by the blood of your covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. By the blood of your covenant, I release prisoners from the pit that had no water. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. The blood of Jesus is the release of the captives, is the release of prisoners, is the release, is the receipt, is the judgment, is the verdict that releases you from the prison of addiction, from the prison of pornography, of masturbation, from the prison of poverty and scarcity and shortage, from the prison of children from the prison of serpentine spirits, occultic powers, from the prison where the devil has kept you. I announce today, by this blood of the sacrifice, your release is confirmed in the name of Jesus. As I minister right now, I see prison doors open everywhere. Everywhere. People right here, people watching online, watching all around the world. The prisons are opening right now. And you are coming out of the grave, out of the pit, out of the cage where the enemy kept you. You are coming out now in the name of Jesus. Zerota parata sakota kalata parata shakodoka jekoko parata sefete kasita kalagadiala le parata satorata shikalagadina jekola bayada. Yes, by the blood of the covenant, our deliverance is guaranteed. Number six, by the power of resurrection. By the power of resurrection. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5 and in verse 6, Ephesians chapter 2, even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where is this heavenly places? Heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20, 21, 22, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That is far above principalities, above power, above witches, above wizards, above demons, above devils, above water spirits, above spirit husband, spirit wife, serpentine spirit, above occultic powers, above witchcraft powers, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things, all witches, all wizards, all demons, all forces under his feet, and give him to be the head over all things to the church. Hallelujah! 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 That is, you are sitting in a realm that is beyond the reach of witches, in a realm that is beyond the reach of demons. Jesus resurrected and went and sat at the right hand of God the Father. And the Bible says he raised us. Us means everyone that is a child of God, that is born of God. He raised us up and made us to sit with him there. Like I always say, it is like you are in a 60-story building, the 60th floor of a 60-story building. And what is looking for you, the snake looking for you, is on the ground floor. It will be a waste of fear to fear a snake on the ground floor, whereas you are seated on the 60th floor of a story building. That is what God did for us by the resurrection. So if it is only the resurrection of Jesus you are aware of, on the basis of that resurrection, your deliverance is guaranteed. On the basis of that, you are sitting where the devil cannot reach. You are sitting where witches cannot reach. You are sitting where wizards cannot reach. You are sitting where the occult people cannot reach. Now, why is this so? The Bible says he confirms the word of his servant. He performs the counsel of his messenger. What we do not speak, God cannot confirm. So I am speaking it now, that you are seated where the devil can't near you. From this moment forward, all those forces that used to locate you, their power is broken in the name of Jesus. Their power is broken in the name of Jesus. Very soon, you'll be right up there, even tonight. Many are going to have encounters where you are, what I'm saying now becomes real and flesh in the realm of the spirit. Where you are sitting far up and the demons looking for you, they are just down there. You are looking at them, but they can't reach where you are, because that is where you are in the realm of the spirit. By the power of the resurrection, your deliverance is guaranteed. You are existing in the realm that is beyond the reach of witches. Existing in the realm that is beyond the reach of demons. Existing in the realm that is beyond the reach of the powers of your father's house. Existing in that realm. Somebody say a loud amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat. And finally, number seven, by the working of the Spirit of God. By the working of the Spirit of God, liberty is guaranteed. You look at that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 17. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, if the Spirit of the Lord is in you, there is liberty in you. If the Spirit of the Lord is in a church, there is liberty in that church. That is the easiest way to know where deliverance takes place a lot. It's where you can feel the Spirit of God, where you can sense the Spirit of God. The climate of the Spirit is the climate of deliverance, is the climate of liberty. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of liberty. If you are possessed of the Spirit of God, you are not permitted to be possessed of a devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree today, by the working of the Spirit of God in your life, every chain of bondage is broken. Every yoke of bondage is broken. Every agenda of witchcraft is broken. Every agenda of the occult is broken. Every agenda of demons are broken. Name of Jesus. You believe that they are broken, you rise up on your feet and tell them they are broken. And tell them they are broken. Lift your hands. I declare, every agenda of witchcraft is broken. Every power of hell is broken. Every chain of darkness is broken. Everything my Father in heaven has not done or wrought in your life is broken and dissolved right now. In the name of Jesus. What have we said so far is the guarantee of our liberty, being created in the image of God, and then being blessed at creation, and then by the dominion mandate at creation, and then by the work of the cross of Calvary, and then by the blood of the covenant, and then by the power of resurrection, and then by the working of the Spirit of God, by the working of the Spirit of God, by the working of the Spirit of God, liberty is guaranteed. By the working of the Spirit of God, by the working of the Spirit of God, by the working of the Spirit of God. What is your responsibility? You shall know the truth. John chapter 8, verse 32. This will be the one and only key we'll use today. In subsequent times, we shall talk more. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if the Son of Man shall make you free, you are free indeed. The Bible said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the living God, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You renew your mind and set yourself free. What you just heard now, listen to it over and over and over. Meditate upon this. Let it shape your thought. Because as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let it shape your thought. Let it shape your mindset. Let it shape your imagination. And without any further struggle, your deliverance is guaranteed. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and begin to appreciate him. Honor him for the word you heard tonight. Worship him, honor him, adore him.
Shike hoko barataka shikakala. Ikataka la baratazata kalibrahata zata ladayo. Ishike toko babarata linga barana. Ikate la branazati kalibragada galagadiasa. Ele preto zizete brahanda lagadina marada. Ele peratoza maratangi la hadia zabatata. Shikali brahando shededia. Ele ketina maladado. Ikate paretazo tapanazia. Ele peren ele peren ele peren ele peren ele We are going to be establishing this covenant possibilities in our life at the place of prayer. I want us to pray brutally tonight with every energy and every power we carry inside of us. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 13 to 14. Galatians 3, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I make demands on the altar of Calvary to counteract any occultic, ancestral, or witchcraft altar fighting my life and destiny. I render them null and void now in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I make demands on the altar of Calvary to counteract any occultic, ancestral, or witchcraft altar fighting my life and my destiny. I render them null and void now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, we destroy every occultic altar after our lives and destiny. Tonight, they are scattered by fire. Every altar erected, orchestrated for my destruction, they scatter by fire tonight. They are destroyed by the power of the blood of Jesus. Every standing ancestral altar erected to fight my destiny, they scatter now, they scatter now, they scatter now, they scatter now. Ekayara, epaparata, eshayanada, eparalala balagadia, ekaparadasa, eshia, eparalana, erayaya, ekoparata, esayanana balagada, parayala balagadia, ekopanananda, eleberedia, shaya, ekopaparata lagadia, ereketoko babarate, esopendelebara, erotobara. We render null and void every such occultic altar, every such ancestral altar, wherever they are erected, anywhere in the world, they scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Ekaparatea, ekopaparata, esia, esaya, ekaparana namana, eraya na balagada, ekomana namana gadia, ekobala balagadia, esaya na namana gada, ekomana namana gadia, eparana balagadia, ekopaparada, esayana mata, eraya na balad, ekoparadia, esagada. We destroy those altars and the custodians of every of such altars. They catch fire. They catch fire. Ekaparatete, epeperetetoa, esomana kalatia, emaruata dada, riala balato, esumana manate, eruka paparata, shada, ekopaparanandia, elegelegadia, riala bananda, ekapaparada nasa, esigala balagada, riana namanagadagadia, rekete perediasus, esigala balasa, epaparasa, ekapaparada balas, ekanayala balagadia, riala balagadagadia, ekapaparanandia, leke malasa, ekaparasa, esigala bala, raya balagada, riana namanagada, rada yada, eparada shedia hadasa. Amen.
In Jesus' name we are praying. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I make demand on the speaking of the blood of Jesus against every blood sacrifice, fighting my life and destiny, or spare over my life. I decree and I declare their effects neutralized by the power of the blood, and I step out of every imprisonment. in Jesus' name. Again, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I make demand on the speaking of the blood of Jesus against every blow, sacrifice, fighting my life and destiny, or spare over my life. I declare their effect neutralized by the power of the blood, and I step out of every prison.
In the name of Jesus, we are praying. In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Somebody is about to disconnect from ancestral covenants. Shout aloud, amen. Jeremiah chapter 31, 29 to 30. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I reject, I refuse every inherited liability from my ancestral or generational lineage. I owe the devil nothing. Again, I owe the devil nothing. And I refuse to carry the liabilities of my ancestors in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, in the name of Jesus, I reject, I refuse inherited liabilities from my ancestral or generational lineage. I owe the devil nothing. and I refuse to carry the liabilities of my ancestors. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and make that a prayer. I disconnect by the bloodline of Jesus. Pray like that person who is tired of that limitation. Pray like that person who is tired of the frustration. I disconnect from every negative ancestral generational. I owe the devil nothing. I was not part of the covenant. I was not part of the agreement. Jesus gave me a new bloodline. I refuse to carry the liabilities. I refuse to carry the cargo of the transaction I was not aware of. I disconnect. Whoever took the red paper, his teeth shall be on edge. My teeth shall not be on edge. For somebody, they say you don't marry your family. For somebody, they say the male children will not amount to anything. I disconnect. Maybe it's a covenant of poverty and penury and scars. Are you tired at all? I disconnect. A liability is not my portion. In the name of Jesus. I disconnect from that covenant with the water goddess. I disconnect from every marine spirit covenant, every serpentine covenant. I am in Jesus Christ, a new born rider, a new covenant have been defined for me. I must be married against the terms of that covenant. I must have my husband. I must have my wife. I must have my children. I refuse to be limited by a transaction I was not part of. I refuse. Yes, Satan, I owe you nothing. I refuse. My eyes are open. Now I know. Jesus. God is hearing and God is answering us. Pressing the matter a bit further, we're looking at Jeremiah 51 and in verse 25. Jeremiah 51 verse 25. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks. And I will make thee a burnt mountain. Lift your right hand and say this after me. Say, Father, we take authority over every evil blood, sucking altar of terrorism, banditry, kidnapping, electoral violence, and witchcraft manipulation. In this season, we declare them roasted by the force, by the fire of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, we take authority over every blood-sucking altar of terrorism, banditry, kidnapping, electoral violence, and witchcraft manipulation. In this season, we declare them roasted by force and by fire. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and lift your voices.
Ferocious, aggressive, brutalous, the kind of praise that will make somebody carry chairs on their heads under the next 5 minutes. Praise the living God. Go ahead and give Jesus a praise.
As our God who is powerful, as our God who is mighty, this God is a good God. You can call him a miracle. God is a good God. Say you can call him a miracle. Yeah, hey, Yahshua, God who is powerful. Yahshua, God who is mighty. Yeah, hey, this God is a good God. can call them a miracle. Jesus, yo, say you can call him a miracle. Call him on. I want to hear Jesus. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. He has done marvelous things for me. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous. He keeps doing marvelous things for me. What a marvelous God. He's a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God, marvelous God, marvelous God. He has done marvelous. What a marvelous, what a marvelous. Hey, hey, Father, to you, Jesus, hey, to you, Lord, in adoration. In adoration, Father, to you, Lord, all the glory, all the glory, all the glory, all the glory, all the honor, all the honor, all the honor, all the honor. In adoration, Father, to you, Lord, be all the glory, Jesus, be all the honor. In adoration, hey, Father, to you, Lord.
Celebration shall not cease out of your lives. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Please, let's remain standing for one more minute. Why remain standing? Please, you're here. You know you're not born again and you want to make your way right with Jesus. You want Jesus to be Lord of your life. We'd like for you to kindly pick your bags and pick your Bibles and rush forward here to the altar. And in case you're also here, you made a decision before, but you backslid, and you want to come back and rededication to your maker, you have a chance to do so tonight. Pick your bags and Bibles and rush forward here. Maybe you're here, you're battling with an addiction. Addiction to tobacco smoking, cocaine, sniffing, heroin sniffing, alcohol drinking, womanizing, manizing, a lifestyle of lying, cheating, masturbation, all forms of social vices, and you need help from God. There is power, there is fire on this altar for your deliverance tonight, like we heard from the servant of God. Kindly pick your bags and pick your Bibles. I give it a count of seven very quickly. One, two. From all over the sanctuary, left, right, center, front and back. Three.
Precious saints whom you have pulled out by yourself, I ask that grace be released on them and for them to run this race to the very end. For as long as Jesus you tarry to come, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Let's give Jesus praise, church, for this massive harvest of souls.